This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is heading to Japan to make a documentary for BBC iPlayer, and we've arranged for him to meet YouTuber Korean Billy on his stopover in South Korea.
Hello, this is Billy.
Alice Levine reveals some alarming news about her cat on Real or No Real, and Joey Essex tries to get his head around innuendo bingo, or as he calls it, Indiengo bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So all week, we've been talking about Tom Hardy and his amazing appearance on CBeebies, on the Bedtime Stories. A lot of stars have done it. In fact, Mr. Jam was on it the night after Tom Hardy. So they've really upped their game this week. I watched it on Valentine's night, as a lot of you did, and I think we can all agree it was everything we could have hoped for.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Yes. Get yourself tucked up, and I'll see you very soon for another Bedtime Story. Till then, night-night.
Yeah, something for the kids and something for the parents too. Something for everyone, in fact. He knows exactly what he's doing. And yesterday on the show, Chris recreated Tom Hardy's Bedtime Story because he wanted a bit of the action with his very own version of Edward Lear's nonsense poem, The Owl and the Pussycat.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
And now one of our amazing listeners called Matt Harris. Hi, Matt. Has sent us something brilliant. I don't know if you've seen the BBC show Taboo, which stars Tom Hardy. Well, listener Matt, just to add to our collection, has now made us a lovely montage of every single time Tom Hardy's character, James Delaney, grunts in Taboo. I mean, I admire how much free time you have, Matt, and here it is. This.
I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Thanks for doing that, Matt.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello.
Thank you so much for stepping in for Stark today.
It is my dream to be the supply teacher to a sidekick. So I've finally peaked, guys.
It's a career high.
Oh, yeah.
Stark is in Japan.
Yes, I've heard.
And it's blowing his mind. I'm going to try and speak to him in a bit.
That'd be exciting.
I think he's just arrived now.
Does he mind that I'm here doing this?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. I hope that he's listening, because you can get it around the world on the internet.
Exactly. He's got the BBC Radio iPlayer app.
That's right.
Sorted his phone.
So today you're going to be mostly spitting on Joey Essex.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. He's never done this before, right?
Never done it.
So you're
kind of in charge.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what an innuendo is.
That's my problem. It's Scott Mills here, and Joey Essex is here as well. Hello.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm here.
You are. I haven't seen you for ages.
I know, I haven't seen you in time, man.
How are you?
When was the last time I see you? Hello, Matt.
We were at some dinner thing.
Was it?
Yeah, we were across the table from each other, so we couldn't really talk because it was really loud.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we talked to each other, was that the time? Was it in Scotland?
In Edinburgh. I was just saying that.
Yes.
At the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Joey thought it was...
dressed for a festival, right?
Yeah, because he's turned up in wellies because he thought it was... Well, because it does say festival in the title.
Well, I heard festival, so I thought it'd be a festival, and it weren't a festival at all. It was just like
wellies and hot pants on.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was probably 5 years ago.
That was, yeah. 5 years ago, yeah.
I like the idea that you had a dinner together, but you could only communicate via eye contact.
Yeah, we just kind of went, right, yeah. So obviously, you've met Matt Edmondson before.
I have, yes.
We go way back, me and Joey.
Yeah, way back, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Respect.
What am I meant to do here? Just touch you. That lingered too long. Our fist touched for too long.
I mean, my lion's touching your hands, didn't it, as well?
It is.
Bump there.
Yeah.
So Matt's in for Chris today. Joey's here. You're in the second series of Celebs Go Dating.
I am.
Why did you go back, Joey?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I don't know. It's sort of... I mean, the reason I went back is because, I mean, the viewers see me, you know, in this position I was in the first series, and everyone thought, oh, yeah, look, you know, Joey looks like he really into this girl, but... It didn't really work out, you know. I think it was for the best.
Are you going to try and avoid dating the other celebrities this time?
Yeah, man. I mean,
because that's not that. The whole idea of the show isn't to hook you up with another famous person, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, man. Well, I don't think it's all about being with another celebrity in my life, man. Yeah. I think we clash.
So what? How is it left with Stephanie? Is it awkward? Is it fine?
No. There's no hard feelings. You know what I mean? But it's just like just one of them. Like, see you later. Job done.
Because you've been invited back for the second series and she hasn't. And is that because, you know, like when friends break up and you have to choose a friend to remain friends with because you can't be friends
Time? Basically, is it long for her?
Well, yeah, like, is it bad for Stephanie that you've been invited back on the show because she would like to go back on the show? But she can't because you're there.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't comment for that.
Of course, you can. I asked you the question.
But, no. But, I mean, I don't know if she feels bad about it. Okay. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, probably does, but oh well.
You've stolen her chance for love.
Are you seriously on the hunt to find Mrs. Essex?
I want to find Mrs. Essex. It's pretty hard though, man. I mean, Mrs. Essex, it's quite a cool thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like literally there's going to be a Mrs. Essex.
It's quite cool to be your husband, I think.
I know, yeah.
Your wife, even.
It'd be sick.
Whatever.
I think Scott's just put himself up for the job.
Yeah. Also, you are loving the older women at the moment, aren't you? You dated a cougar in this week's episode.
Yeah, man.
What's your perfect age? What's she, 43, is he?
I don't know. I think for some reason, I don't know. I'm just testing the water at the moment. I think for some reason, I might have to be with an old woman.
Why?
I don't know. Like, the first old woman I went with a cougar, it seemed to be, there was some sort of connection there. Right. But I've never really been with an old woman.
No.
I mean, maybe, I'm not saying 100%. Like I said, I might be dreaming, but...
Yeah. You offered to put the latest cougar in a pony outfit.
No, she asked to put me in a pony outfit.
Oh, she said that?
I mean, that weren't cool. Like, I don't think
Why
I like
did she
that.
Want to do that?
That's what I mean, I don't know.
She wanted to feed you sugar cubes, right?
What do you mean?
You know, like, when you feed a pony...
Yeah.
You feed it sugar cubes.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what really?
I've never heard of that.
No? What, really, literally, sugar cubes?
Yeah. Or is You've that never like... fed a pony before? Sugar cubes.
Are you having me on?
It's true.
That's literally a thing.
What, a sugar in a cube?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how else I can describe it.
What the...
You never heard of that?
What? Hang on. White sugar cube?
Yeah, like, you know,
not it's... brown sugar, right? White one.
Yeah, well...
Hang on, is the bit that's alarming you about this that you can get sugar that's formed into a cube?
Yeah, well, what about sweetener?
Well, you don't feed xylitol to a pony. Don't do it.
Don't do it now.
Is it the feeding of the pony the sugar, or is it the cube sugar that you're having a problem with?
I think I just don't know whether I find it hard to believe. I thought you fed ponies like carrots.
Right, got you.
Okay. It's like a little treat. You know, like when you
sweet.
Literally, like it's made of sugar.
I never knew that. I've never fed a pony.
Yeah. Anyway, so Inuit Bingos could be good today, I think.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Now,
can I just make it very clear that I don't actually know what Indiengo means, whatever it's called.
Innuendo.
Innuendo, yes. Yeah.
Joey was just chatting to one of our producers before, and there was some confusion as to what an innuendo is. What I'm going to do is, I've got one here, right? I'm going to play one now.
Okay.
And then don't say it on the radio, but just whisper to Matt why you think this is funny, okay?
Okay, let's
and
hear it.
I'll play some music and I'll turn the microphones off. So.
Oh my God, what's going on?
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
There's a clip from the cube there. Okay, right, so I'll play some music now and turn the mics off, and Joey's going to tell Matt why he thinks that was funny. Okay, lads, we're good?
I didn't understand it.
It's
talking about balls.
It's going to be a disaster.
That's all I heard, balls.
Mm. Okay, so should we play a song, I think, and then we're gonna get into Innuendo Bingo with Joey Essex.
Am I doing well?
You're doing really well. I'm slightly concerned because the whole point of the game, right, is that Scott plays clips that are funny and people find them funny.
Yeah.
And you're holding water in your mouth.
But so you didn't laugh.
Well, I've heard that clip before.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So when you find it funny, you want to laugh, and then the water comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be very one-sided. If you're not finding these clips funny, I'm just going to be a guy spitting.
Well, let's do it one more time. I've got to understand it. I didn't really know to listen.
Oh, there's loads of them coming.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We've got one more song, right? Dua Lipa, and then we'll put you in position for Innuendo Bingo. This is going to be great. Joey Essex is on next.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It is an absolute honour to have Joey Essex here today from Celebs Go Dating on E4.
Jeez.
And other things. For Innuendo Bingo with Matt Edmondson.
I've taught Joey how to say the name of this thing that was...
In-du-ingo.
So close!
In-du-ingo.
Innuendo.
Innuendo.
Yes.
Yeah, got it right.
So what's the name of the game?
Innuendo Bingo.
Yes, Joey.
Come on.
What
got
are
it.
You saying? What are you saying?
What are you saying? Okay, right. So are we ready to play the game?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
I mean, are we battling? We're not at a battle, are we?
It's not a battle.
No one really wins.
I know what you're saying.
We're just listening. If you find it funny.
I just thought that looks quite like a battle seat.
Oh, I see, because it's like a target.
Yes, I thought it was like a game.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to be aiming necessarily for... Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I think this, if you can get to Facebook Live, Radio 1, this could be definitely one to watch today. Definitely.
This is one to watch.
Jerry Essex and Matt Edmondson on Innuendo Bingo. Okay, put as much water in your mouths as is humanly possible, please. I can't wait for the comments on Facebook Live. Okay, firstly, we're going to Who Do You Think You Are on BBC One. And Frances de la Tour is going through some old cartoons. Imagine her surprise when she saw this.
And then this rather pompous woman seems a bit lardy, but she's showing her leg.
Yes.
Surely 1,000 cannot be called excessive damages. And now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Joey, you get that one, Joey.
I heard some lady had a big muff.
That's right.
Now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Absolutely.
Big hand warmer.
That was quite very refreshing.
It's quite good. I mean, when the water hits, first of all, it's like it's cold.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Can I say, for your first time at this, that was a cracking spray.
Really? Was it really?
It was real good.
Yes, respect.
David says, I'm so glad I'm working from home today.
I just couldn't hold it in regardless.
It's good. Vince says, yes, Joey, you're amazing.
Cheers. Thank you.
Amy loves it too.
Cheers.
Okay, let's go to Sky News now. And one of our favourite...
You look more wet than me. Yeah, I thought
it
was wet.
It was a good spray, Joey.
Cheers,
for the first one. Sky News.
Okay, Karen.
One of our favourite clips from this week. And The Sport is on with Adam Hunt. And let me tell you, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold it in, Joey. Big fan of Adams.
Yeah. I'll be watching the highlights of this match later.
Back to the golf in just a second, but Burnley have equalised at Turf Moor against Chelsea, and what a goal it was. Robbie Brady, their new signing, with an absolute belter of a free kick.
Very nice.
Very good.
Nice.
This is great.
Nice.
Joey, you're great at this.
Thank you. I think I was born to do this, man.
Yep. With an absolute belter of a free
kick from Burnley there.
The highlight of that for me, and for anyone watching on Facebook Live, was seeing you miss your own mouth as you tried to drink water.
Oh,
no. You poured it down yourself.
That was terrible.
This is an absolutely unmissable Innuendo Bingo today.
Making my job easy, mate.
Okay, next we're going to Kevin MacLeod's Escape to the Wild on Channel 4. And we are joining the action in the forest. Are we ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a sight this must have been out there in the forest. Listen how astounded Kevin is.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. Dinosaur cows. A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
What happened? Joey's spray is on point.
I think he's got a hilarious smile, like the way he does that.
All right, so you're just laughing at Matt's face?
Yes. Sort of.
It does bring joy to people.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
There we are.
Joey, you did it again, where you threw water down your own neck.
No.
Have you ever drunk a glass of water before?
I didn't think this would be so hilarious.
Oh, okay, good. That's a good thing.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, water. Try and get.
I didn't realise this can would be getting so full up.
Yeah.
I thought this was like, this is real. It don't look so intense on the camera, but in real life, it's intense. It's
Vicky Shuttleworth is loving your laugh, Joey.
Thanks. I love it too.
Sam loves it. Brandon saying, I'm listening in the car. This is brilliant. Matt has pulled over to watch on Facebook Live.
Okay, you ulcers your eyes.
You what?
You make
ulcers. So Joey, literally 10 seconds before the mics went live, Joey went, I'm glad this is today, not yesterday. I had terrible mouth ulcers.
Great.
Cheers, just before you're going to spit
so
on
good.
Me.
That's real nice.
Great.
Okay, we're going over to the Archers next on Radio 4. Joey, have you ever listened to The Archers?
What's The Archers?
It's like a posh version of TOWIE.
I've never listened. Is it a song?
On radio. It's like a soap opera. It's like a show with people in, like TOWIE.
Okay.
But on the radio.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay.
Give it a listen. Radio 4. Now, they get up to all sorts of adventures in Ambridge. That's where The Archers is set, Joey. but it's not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what David's been up to.
And what about those dumplings?
Well, nowadays, I know I don't think I can manage that.
You had to go and spoil it, didn't you, Charlie?
Oh, I see, David's perked up. Must be what bagging 21 birds in a morning does.
Must be an office down, you mate.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Good shot in the eye there, though.
Very good.
That was nice. I like that one. Good shot.
Oh, this is so good. Can you do this every week, please?
Oh, I don't mind. See, this is fun.
It's honestly good.
Joey, have any of these clips actually made you laugh properly?
Yeah, no, they have.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to
You mean the clip? Because I'm just laughing before the clip happens.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
An absolute classic now from BBC Radio Wiltshire and their annual carol concert. Christmas seems like ages ago now, doesn't it? But we all love the BBC Wiltshire Carol Concert. But no one loves it quite as much as this lady does.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
She absolutely loves that concert.
She loves it. Very much indeed.
Yes.
She loves that one.
Loves it. More water, please. Oh. Joey Essex and Matt Edmondson on Inyo and a Bingo.
I've got to say, this is one of the wettest ones I've ever done.
It's so good. The comments are off the scale today.
It's unbelievable.
I've given up on my essays. This is too funny, says Olivia.
No, but the thing is, I find the situation so funny.
Okay, right. So over to The Chase now on ITV. And the contestant is up against the Dark Destroyer. But it seems like they've met before. Kind of awkward when you bump into someone you've not seen in a while, isn't it?
Now, Sheila, she's up for this, is she?
Yeah.
1,730 grand. Come on.
Oh, that 30,000 is so tempting, but I've always said if I went for the higher and I got back and we didn't win, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with the 7.
Sticking with the 7?
Yeah.
OK, 7 it is. Chaser.
You're the best 19-year-old I've ever come across.
Joey's face. Joey, you are. Delay reaction.
Oh, there. Dear.
Just, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I think okay. I should get so wet.
You do get wet. Thank you to everyone that sent that one in. Remember, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you spot a clip on the TV or radio. Okay, more water, please. It's quite long, this, but I'm enjoying it. Let's go to BBC Radio Kent. What's happening there?
I'm sorry.
Are you okay, Matt?
I'm sorry.
You all right?
I'm sorry.
What?
Why are you laughing?
I love it because I think you just whispered in to ask me a question. But in doing so, you
got closer
to the microphone.
I know.
Like, it's on all the time. It's on all the time.
Okay, right. BBC Radio Kent, here we go.
I'm just an honest person, you know.
I know, I love it. Okay, here we go. BBC Radio Kent, I don't know about you, I kind of thought horse clubs were quite exclusive, although they seem to be very relaxed with their policy at this club.
Do Western horses have to be a particular type?
No. Most of the actual associations in this country, they're mixed breed associations. So, as with the Western Horsemen Association, you can come on a Shetland, you can come on a Shire.
Oh. What happened there?
I'm holding it in so bad, I'm choking.
Okay, well, it's over now, Joey.
Oh.
That's it.
It's done.
It's done, yeah.
Oh.
How do you feel?
Oh. I feel really, really soaked.
That was today's Inyo na Bingo with Matt Edmondson and Joey Essex. Thanks, lads.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so Kirsty in Hereford was loving Matt Edmondson's face while watching on Facebook Live before the clip even started. Really interrupted her French revision. And Kevin from Northampton wants to press his buzzer for that being the best thing of 2017. It's only February, but I mean, it was a good one today with Joey Essex, let's be honest.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, David, who's just gone to the place which rhymes with Yarvester for lunch in the Swan Centre Eastleigh. Big up the Swan Centre. Many happy childhood memories. Hometown. Now, normally in Yarvester, they do all the salads. Today, David sits down, gets the salad bar. No lettuce. It's actually happening. I did tell you about the lettuce crisis a couple of weeks ago and that some shops would be limiting you to just buying one lettuce. if they had any left. Today at Yarveston, no lettuce, normally loads of it. Scott Mills. I'm going to speak to Chris, I think, after three. And Alice Levine joins me for Real or No Real, 3:40.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Welcome to Bangers.
Thanks.
Whereabouts are you?
I am in Fleet.
Fleet in Hampshire?
Yes.
Home to the Scott Mills Bridge, of course.
Of course, the greatest bridge in the whole of the UK.
When was the last time you visited my bridge on the M3?
Before the fire.
I know. Terrible fire. No one was hurt. But the bridge has been saved thanks to the excellent work of the fire services in Hampshire. It's a lime green colour now. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it could be a better colour, but it definitely could be a worse one.
Yeah, I wasn't consulted, but, you know, I'm getting pictures sent still every day on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and, yeah, it's all right, you know, they've given it a lick of paint. They needed it after the fire.
There you go. Hopefully it doesn't smell like burnt chicken anymore.
It doesn't. What's your job?
I am a children's entertainer.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I used to know one of those.
Did you?
Yeah. I bet you know all the words to Let It Go from Frozen, don't you?
Of course. It's part of the job.
Do you do that at every single kids' party?
Not every single one, but most Frozen parties.
Could I have a little bit of it now, please?
Oh, really?
I'll give you some echo so you'll sound well good.
Excellent. Let it go. Let it go. That was awful.
I bet the kids love it, though, don't they?
Oh, they really do.
Of course they do. Lap it up. Right, Chris hasn't left me his choice for bangers today. You know he's in Japan, right?
Oh, yes.
So I've chosen one for him on his behalf, which I'm sure he'll be really happy with. So you can have my choice, which is this. What a song.
Love it.
Bit of Florence. Dog days are over. Feeling this?
Love it.
It's good, isn't it?
Love it.
Or you can have Chris's choice, which I've decided is this. Hearsay.
Oh, yes.
Ho.
Absolutely brilliant.
Pure and simple.
You know what? I don't think I've actually heard that song since it came out.
No. I mean, it's a difficult choice, but what are you going to do?
Oh, it's got to be Florence and the Machine's got
no
all the way.
No way. Didn't expect that. No need for any sirens today. No robberies here. It's a crime-free scene. Florence and the Machine and Dog Days Are Over. Now, all the people are saying that they would have picked Hearsay. Get out. Get in the sea. Chris is back on Monday. I'll be choosing another banger for him tomorrow at 2:40, which I know he'll be pleased with.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. That is Louisa Johnson and So Good. Coming up, the UK's official number one from Ed Sheeran. So, it's confirmed. Chris Stark, who's normally on this show, has texted me and he has arrived in Japan. We sent him off around this time yesterday. It took him a while, but it's quite far, isn't it? But I'm trying to get hold of him. He has texted me, but I'm trying to call him and it keeps ringing out. This is what happens when you ring. That is a definite Japanese ringtone right there, but he's just not answering. We keep trying and trying and trying. He's gone dark. Something else we also tried to set up on Chris's journey. Because he was stopping off at Seoul Airport in South Korea, that was his stopover on the way to Japan, we thought, who lives in Seoul in Korea? Korean Billy. The guy who is the internet sensation that we found, do you remember? Who does impressions of different UK accents and teaches them to Korean people. Huge on YouTube. If you've not heard him before, here he is doing a London accent.
Gonna get a cheeky Nando's beef in Mandem. That was bad joke split. Your crepes are safe, fam. It's all bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit? Oi, allow it. That joke was bad dry, fam.
And Liverpool.
All right, la. Gotta go and see our kid in the Aussie. That brekkie was boss, la. I'm going to ask that for some scrawler. I need new club, la.
And Newcastle. Sounds like this.
I repeat. I'm gonna do the tune. Your Kanye's ute. I'm gonna get more or why I man.
Right, yeah. So, we set up for Korean Billy and Chris to meet at Seoul Airport. And they haven't met. Now, I'm going to keep trying Chris, and we will speak to Korean Billy in a second to find out what went wrong, because we did set it up for them to meet, and for some reason it hasn't happened.
One BBC Radio One.
Right, let's see what's happening. Hello, Korean Billy.
Hello, this is Billy.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You've had a right nightmare, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look, tell everyone what's happened.
Yesterday, I found out that Chris was going to Japan, and his stopover was in Seoul, where I am. And Chris said he wanted to meet me, and today I went to the airport. I waited for Chris to come out at the arrivals, but he didn't really turn out.
Oh, you couldn't find him, fam.
Yeah, oh yeah, no blood.
That's so right, blood.
He actually had to, you know, go through the immigration, but I think he just went to the area for transfer. So I just waited for him for about over an hour.
No way! What a waste of your time, Korean Billy.
Yeah, I just spent some time at the airport by myself waiting for him.
Oh, you're making me feel sad.
I know, it's such a shame. Like, we were just so close, you know, in the airport.
Actually, Billy, wait right there.
Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, how's Japan?
It's good, I'm just taking bags out the back of a car. We've only just got there. It takes so long. It's ridiculous.
What, 'cause traffic?
Bit of everything, really. Traffic, time difference. I'm tired. I haven't really slept since I last spoke to you.
Is that blowing your mind?
It's 10-ish at night, so yeah, I'm not. Well, no, it's. I just know it's weird for you there because I assume the radio show's on at the moment.
Yeah, it is. So, what happened with Korean Billy? You're supposed to meet up with him.
Yeah, we had a bit of a mare on that front. Sorry, we're just dealing with a taxi driver. We don't know the word for receipt. thank you, so, Korean Billy. So, because of transfer airport rules that I don't fully understand, I wasn't allowed to leave the airport to go meet Korean Billy, and we weren't allowed to sort of get him through.
Well, do you know what? I've got him on the line now, so just say hi.
Oh, great. Hello. Korean Billy. You all right, mate?
Hey. That was such a shame. I couldn't meet you.
I know. I'm sorry. It was largely our fault. But sorry for dragging you all the way to the airport. That's not good.
It's all right. Like,
were you just sat there on your own, Billy, just nursing like a bottle of water?
Yeah, I just, you know, I had been just having a cup of coffee, waiting for Chris.
Oh, and all on your own?
Literally, he stood me up.
It's an immigration thing. Hey, but why can't you meet on the way back?
Yeah, I think we're going to speak about doing something, Billy. I don't know if I need to just maybe spend... What I could do is miss the show on Monday and spend an extra day in South Korea, if that's allowed, Scott.
You can have like
and
a little
then I
date
go chill
together
out with Billy for the day, maybe. But yeah, we'll look into that.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you've arrived all safe.
Japan's awesome. From what I've seen of it so far, I've only been in Japan about an hour. South Korea was awesome. The food was banging in the airport.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing what Japan brings.
Yeah. Get to your room and use the toilet immediately.
I'll get at it. Yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, make sure, yeah, like on the left-hand side, right, there's a button.
Yeah.
And that's the hot air function.
Yeah, quite literally blowing hot air.
Yes. Try it. Yeah. You won't regret it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. All right, mate.
All right,
yeah, I'll speak to you. I'll be more awake tomorrow.
It's all good, yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
There's still hope, Billy. I reckon we can get him on the way back.
Yeah, I hope so.
And thanks so much for going to the airport. And I know it was a waste of time, but thank you.
Oh, yeah. We didn't just expect that, so it was totally fine.
Thanks a lot. I'll speak to you soon.
One.
Oh, Billy's cute, isn't he? Poor Korean Billy no mates.
Hello, this is Billy.
Over 2 hours in Seoul Airport. Probably took him an hour there, an hour back. So I'm saying 4 hours. 4 hours of Billy's life wasted.
Hello, this is Billy.
By Chris Stark. But I'm hoping that they will meet on the way back, when Chris is on the way back from Japan, if he finds the right door.
Scott Mills.
Here's Alice Levine. Hello.
Hello.
Just me and you today, Baze, because...
I know, the classic.
Because Chris is in Japan.
He's swanned off, hasn't he?
I know.
Is he having a good time, though?
Well, he's literally only arrived about an hour ago.
Sure.
And so he's... I've told him to check out the toilet situation.
Oh, Amazing. All the settings, yeah.
It's so good, right?
So, so good. Somebody we work with loved it so much that they brought one back. They brought a Japanese toilet back.
Who?
I won't say. But it's got the music, it's got the lights, it's got all of the settings. One of our big bosses.
Brought one back?
Brought one back.
And is it in their house?
Yeah, main bathroom. Yeah. And so when you go, it's a bit disconcerting because when you're in Japan, you're aware that all of the technology is a bit bonkers. But when you just see it in like a suburb in the UK, you're a bit thrown.
The toilet's playing music at you. Right, let's do today's Real or No Real.
Following the success of Duncan James's introduction to the cast of Hollyoaks, EastEnders has signed up fellow Blue star Lee Ryan to take on a new role in Albert Square as the local doctor.
Now, I thought I'd heard whisper about him joining the square, but I didn't know it was as the GP.
Can he act?
I don't know. They've generally all been to some sort of drama school, haven't they? And isn't right. that how the boy bands got made up in the first place?
Yes, because fun fact, Simon Webb is in Scottish soap River City at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with that show.
Yeah, you used to talk about that a lot. That's the bit of the podcast I'm on, actually.
What, 2005? It was a long time ago, Alice. I actually was in it.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
I haven't got to that yet. Spoiler.
I was in the Hogmanay episode.
That's the best episode to be in.
Right?
That's the biggest date in the Scottish calendar, surely.
But I had a cold at the time and had lost my voice, so they had to redub me in afterwards.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Because I was doing like the New Year countdown to midnight, like 10, 9, 8, 7. Couldn't speak. So I just went, 10, 9, 8. And they had to actually put me in afterwards when my voice had come back.
One job.
I know.
Literally one job.
Good times, though.
But often the boy bandy pop stars are in, you're right, the River Cities, the Doctors,
yeah.
The daytime ones a lot, aren't they?
You're right, because they generally have been to some kind of drama, acting school,
sure.
Dance school.
Done a bit of everything. Triple threat.
Singing, yeah.
All of that.
So can this be real? I reckon it is.
I reckon it is, but I don't know if he's going to be the GP. Would you buy him as a GP?
True.
Nay
I'm
offense.
Not sure I'd tell Lee Ryan my illnesses. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure I'd trust that doctor-patient confidentiality there. But then he's playing a part, so he doesn't actually have to train as a doctor. I'm going to say real. I wonder if he ships in the whole family, because sometimes when they get a new character like that, they have their whole clan, don't they?
Right. I'm saying no real. Not as a doctor.
Not as a doctor, maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But he is joining EastEnders.
Ah, see.
Just been handed this. He's going to be playing Woody Woodward.
Come on.
A new character. He's a man who has worked hard and played hard in bars, clubs and pubs around the world and has finally decided to stop wandering and put down some roots.
That makes a lot more sense.
Classic Lee Ryan.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant casting there. Bravo, EastEnders. Brilliant.
Are you all right to wait there? Am I wasting your time?
A little bit, but it's fine. I do it every week.
Okay, more Real or No Real after this. Alice is here with Real or No Real. Hi.
Yes.
Just me and you today. Here's your next fact.
Coming to a cinema near you in March, Love Actually 2, The Breakup.
So, at Christmas, Love Actually was on, I'd say, no less than 38 times.
Yeah.
So, it's on all the ITVs at one point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It goes ITV one night, then the twos, then the fours, then the whatevers, yeah. And then it's probably on Channel 4. It's on all of them.
Everywhere.
So, I was doing a bit of live tweeting of Love Actually.
I think I saw this.
I don't know why. It was the middle of the night, you know. It was a bit, you okay, hun?
Yeah.
But there are some bits of that film that I just can't see past. Like, I really enjoy it, and I get it. It's a rom-com. It's a bit of fun. But there are some bits... That Andrew Lincoln bit with Keira Knightley, where he's cut together a montage of close-ups of her at her own wedding.
Yeah.
And then she watches a video and is a bit bashful and like, oh gosh, look quite pretty, don't I? No, he's just made a montage of you. This is weird. Run. Right.
Yeah, run away as fast
right
as you can.
Right now.
Right, I always thought that. It's just like, well, he's got stalker vibes.
Not okay.
Not okay. So how would you feel about a Love Actually 2 sequel?
I'm not sure I've got the time. I mean, I'm still on one. going frame by frame.
What would you want to happen in the sequel?
Well, Andrew Lincoln, by rights, should not still be friends with Keira Knightley and her husband, should he? Cos weird. Also, would Martine McCutcheon be in it? No.
Probably not.
She's just living off that yoghurt money, isn't
yeah.
she? Yeah, I don't think Hugh would still be in power, would he, after being...
No.
Prime Minister.
No. No. I forgot about that.
Do you remember that casting?
Why?
That was late on a Friday night, wasn't it?
It's like, who can we get? I know.
Hugh's got a suit. Great, get him in.
He's been in all the others.
Well, if this did come out, I would watch it a lot of times.
Okay.
I really would.
I also would, and you'd live tweet about it. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real, but I'm sad that it is no real.
That one is no real.
It's not true, but Love Actually writer and director Richard Curtis has written a 10-minute sequel featuring all of the original cast.
Oh, yes!
And seeing what their characters are up to 14 years later.
Don't say it was 14 years ago.
Right. And it's going to be shown on Comet Relief Night next month.
That is going to be so good.
What a good idea.
Right, I'll get my live tweeting at the ready.
Yes. And finally,
dog owners are better looking than cat owners.
I don't think that's true. Whether it's real or no real or not, I just don't think that study is correct.
I'm trying to think which of my friends who...
Actually, dog owners are quite fit, aren't they, now I think about it? If you think about who in the office has got one.
Yeah.
Quite good looking.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, producer Mark just put his hand up, but like generally quite good looking.
Right.
Oh, not really.
There's always an exception.
I really feel like that was a joke, but it's gone down so badly that I might just have to never appear on this
daggers.
Again.
Look at the daggers.
The key. Well, cat, you think of cat lady, don't you? You think of being like a bit of a lady with three cats and no friends. Don't look at me.
No,
I mean,
boyfriend.
I did have a cat called Margaret, but it's a long time ago, okay?
Right. Do you not have cats now?
I don't know where Margaret is.
What do you mean?
I don't know where she is.
What do you mean?
She just doesn't live with me anymore.
What do you mean? Why have you not launched a full-scale investigation?
That was years ago. She just went away.
Hang on, right. So you had a cat called Margaret.
She's just not with us anymore. But there was no, like, definite day when she moved out.
What do you mean? She just went one day. Did you put signs up?
Well, we had a little search, but, like, it's her choice.
Wasn't fruitful.
No? That has to be right for both people, doesn't it? So...
Did you not care?
No, I cared, but I just want her to be happy. So, like, wherever she is, I hope she, you know, happier place.
How long ago was this?
5-6 years ago.
Just went one day.
So sometimes I do say I have a cat because I've never really stopped having a cat.
She just didn't come back. What do you think you did?
I don't know. She was really affectionate as well, and she was a house cat.
I'll get my head around this. She's just gone. Well, you should have put more signs
up. You made
trees.
You make me think I should have looked a bit harder.
Anyway, I never knew this about you.
Yeah, she's out there somewhere. So if anyone's seen her, yeah.
So are dog owners better looking than cat owners? I'm saying yes.
I'll never be allowed a pet again, will I?
No.
I'm also going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
It's true. According to a new survey, only 18% of single people were most attracted to cat owners, while 63% preferred dog owners.
Fit as you like.
Either way, 57% said owning a pet makes you more attractive, and 63% said your pet should definitely feature in your dating profile. Well, listen, I'm sorry to hear about Margaret.
Thank you.
And
it's still quite raw.
Well, it sounds like it. And when are you back on the radios?
I'm going to do Saturday from 1. I'm going to do Sunday from 1.
Awesome.
Lovely.
You didn't do that last week, did you?
I didn't. I actually was on with Matt Edmondson.
I tuned in specially.
Oh, sorry.
I was a bit late. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, and by the way, it was a draw 20 all, if you care.
Oh, I don't care.
Tomorrow on the show, new music from and a guest appearance by...
So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. Listen from 1.
The way we create memories is by creating memories. Stop.